Chapter 6, Property Management System Interface. Now here we are going to talk about how the interface works, how it is travel all the information into the PMS system, all the related information which is required for the interface to get travel, that once it is configured properly, then it automatically get travel into that particular information. Now, if you have a software which is designed in such a way that related information should get travel into that, and it's a basically paperless office you wanted to create, so you have to have a proper interface in a place. Now in hospitality industry, the PMS is a property management system generally used to describe, computer program that directly related to the front office and back office activity, and they both are connected to each other by using the interface. All the entries are get traveled by in both the ways, from front office to back office and back office to front office. Now basically this all information you know as a hotel property management system and POS interface and some other important interfaces whatever you have. In this unit you will understand how the property interface system basically works, how the information get traveled, and what all the information basically you require to get traveled, like guest booking, online reservation, point of sale, your telephone accounting system, sales and marketing, then banquet, then food and beverage costing, banquet halls, material management system, human resource, maintenance management system, quality management, and other amenities. Basically, these all things are connected to each other by using the interface system. Now, in property management system, the central reservation system get travel all your information into your local system by using the interface. Now the same way your point of sale system, the transaction is done by the guest during the stay, it will automatically get charged into his room or in his folio by using the interface. Now here you can use better use of interface by using the revenue maximization, better room inventory control, more accurate management, blocking, management capabilities, these all things you can get it done properly. It basically help you to understand the guest services, the recognition program, where you can upsell, and some other activities you can do it through the same, like preferences of the guest which give a better result for the guest understand. But there are some standalone systems available where they don't have interfaces. Okay. So, but what we are talking about is the individually units where the interfaces are available. Like in your PMS which is connected to your point of sale, your accounting, your electronic locking system. These all are connected. They all are individual systems, but they are connected with everything to the PMS by using the interface. Now basically it's enabled your PMS system is connected to your guest check-in, the registry information, their arrival, their checkouts, where you can track out the guest activity, their sales effort, accounts of the guest, financial transaction, whatever he's doing. It enables staff to understand the guest facilities, whatever they can provide, guests to make their reservation, interface with other systems also. It's a computerization basically application typically used for the back office. PMS packages contain the modules, accounting and internal control for the functions. A fully integrated system where everything is talking to each other. The entries are getting traveled from one end to another end. A proper control is there, from front office as well as the back office. Basically, the important of the interface is the point of sale, call accounting system, electronic locking system, and energy management system. Like how they are connected to each other. For example, if there is no guest in the room, your energy management system comes in a picture. The lights are switched off, TV is switched off, AC is switched off. Okay. Like for example, your call accounting system. If guest is making a phone call from his room, the call is getting charged to his particular folio. For example, your point of sale system, where the guest is going to in particular restaurant, he is having a food, beverages, that after finishing of completion of the thing, that particular amount will get posted into his particular folio. Now the same way guest services, guest operated services, energy management, guest operated devices, like for example, is using the internet, a point of sale system where, you know, location of the point of sale, like for example, if he is going to the particular outlet, he is having a food or something. So here it's a basically revenue center, and all the purchasing it will get transferred to his folio. But there are some non-revenue systems are also there, like room movie, where again you can charge the room winding machine, service systems. So all these things are there. Since the charge are usually incurred by the remote point of sale, so the interface plays very very important role. It will transfer all the entries into particular front office where the, you know, posting is generated. And like for example, your electronic transfer by using credit card, if he swipe, so the posting will get transferred to his particular folio. Okay, physically, but that particular outlet has to physically submit all the vouchers and the check to the front office, so that the front office can make use of it at the time of checkout. So when the posting is transferred from one end to another, you have to make sure what amount is charged, the name of the counter outlet, the room number, name of the guest, brief description about the charges. So at the time of checkout, if guest is disputing something, you have all this information. So you can show to the guest and make sure that guest is signed that particular check. So at the time of checkout, if you dispute something, you can show that particular check to the guest. Now at that, in computer terminal, each point of sale, like, you know, they have a different revenue center, like a spa, coffee shop, etc., etc. So wherever the guest is using the facility, he has to pay for it, and sometimes it will get transferred to his folio. Okay. Now we have to make sure that the traveling is interact with each other. Okay, back office as well as the front office, it will get properly transferred. The system is basically plays very very important role, because it's electronic, the data is getting transferred. Okay. The interface energy management system, which will help you to, you know, guest room, you can control the cost. Okay, in the room management packages, the technology basically such an extent, you know, it's effortless. Once he is out from the room, automatically sensor will detect the power is switched off. So you are controlling the energy saving as well as the cost also. Air condition gets switched off, your TVs get switched off as soon as you remove the key card from the rooms. It's a basically reducing of energy consumption as well as reducing the operating cost also. Now automation, it's basically simplify that guest need we are doing, but still we are providing a facility like a wake up call, voice messaging system. Here now there is no effort is taken by any human intervention, is not required. It's all automatic. Like for example, a guest wanted a wake up call, he can put a particular code, he's put room number, what time he want, and there is no human intervention required. Automatically he will get the wake up call. The same way, suppose he is not there in the room, somebody called in his room, the voice messages are already get recorded. Once he come back to his room, you can see the, you know, the lights are blinking, so he can dial his particular room code and he can listen that voicemail. The same way the wake up call keep on giving unless and until that particular person picked up the phone. So there is no human intervention required for this, but yes, it's an automated system required. For that, proper interface need to be configured. Now electronic message waiting system, as I told you, the lights are blinking, and based on that, you know, he can get the information about, you know, if any messages is for him. Now the terminal selection codes will be permitted entry, procedure card, guest to use. Once the code is entered, the card is produced, he can open room. And once he checked out, the card, all the data is will get vanished. So the next person who is coming in, he will not get any data to open that particular room. Once he checked out, all the information is wiped off. The same with telephone call accounting system, it tracked the, you know, where he had called, what is the number of duration he was talking, and the based on it's maybe local call, long distance call. So you can generate the report also just to understand that what is the nowadays guests are using phone for what purpose. It is just a add-on feature, or they are really making use of the thing, and you can generate the revenue also out of it by using, you know, making charge for the long distance call in a heavy rate. So again, it's interface is required from telephone to call accounting to get the information. Basically, telephone call accounting system is able to help you hotel to understand the how much call is guest is done by the local or the international, and based on that they can fixing up their prices to make their revenue, as well as it will basically help you to understand immediately posting. As soon as the guest make a call, if the proper interface is there, the call will automatically get posted into the system. Now basically each and the interfaces plays very very important role. It will allow you to understand the all information about the guest, and it will give you the complete information. You can keep a track about all the records, as well as each and every property management system has to have a basic six function has to be available. Thank you. We are here completing the chapter.